listening to The Stressless Life with Dr. Yip, a podcast about conquering your fears and overcoming anxiety. Our question for the day is, what is this podcast about and who are we? I am your host, Noah Larracy. Let's say hello to Dr. Yip.
Hi, Noah.
Dr. Yip is a licensed psychologist who's board certified in behavioral and cognitive therapy, an expert in the treatment of anxiety and OCD. So, Dr. Yip, the name of this podcast is The Stressless Life, and why don't you tell us what you mean by that?
That's a very good question, Noah. The stressless life means that our goal is to live a life that is free from distress. Now, I want to make sure that we understand that stress is not always a bad thing. We need stress in our lives in order to help us evolve and grow. If you think about it biologically, when an organism doesn't have stress to add pressure to it, it doesn't grow, it doesn't evolve. So we need a certain amount of stress to evolve and grow. However, what's the difference between healthy stress versus overwhelming stress, where you become distressed? Our goal is to teach the audience the difference between healthy stress and distress, and how can we overcome distress so that we are living life optimally.
I want you to tell us a little bit about you and where you work and what you do.
I am a clinical psychologist, and I am board certified in behavior and cognitive therapy. And I specifically work with patients who have obsessive compulsive disorder and related anxiety disorders. I founded the Renewed Freedom Center for Rapid Anxiety Relief, which is based in Los Angeles, in 2008. And I am very much involved in a lot of advocacy work and a lot of awareness work in order to reduce the stigma of OCD, anxiety disorders, and mental health in general.
So this has really been your life's work to educate the public and to treat patients and to spread the word about anxiety and OCD.
It definitely is my life's passion. And it is my life's passion because there is so much misunderstanding in the world about what constitutes OCD and what is anxiety disorder. And the reality is that anxiety disorder is the most common mental health disorder that is more common than depression, bipolar, or any other mood disorder, schizophrenia, or even autism. It is so common that if we're looking at children and adolescents, 1 in 4 will experience a diagnosable anxiety disorder during that time period.
Why are you so passionate about anxiety?
Well, I've had my own personal battles with OCD. In fact, I come from a family where many members have OCD. My father had OCD, his mother has OCD, one of my sisters have OCD, and I definitely had my share of suffering with OCD. So I understand completely what it is like to have OCD and how debilitating OCD can be. And the reality is that people aren't being diagnosed with OCD appropriately. The consumer doesn't understand that there actually is effective, very effective treatment for OCD. And many sufferers go through years and years and years having to suffer with OCD when treatment is available and effective. And the whole goal is educating the public that there is treatment and hopefully instill some sense of compassion and understanding for people with OCD.
So we're going to talk a lot about anxiety. We're going to talk about OCD, and we're going to try to provide the public with as much information and insight as we can.
Well, Noah, let's hear something about you. Tell us, what is it that you do and why you're interested in doing this podcast?
Well, my name is Noah Laracy, and I'm currently doing my pre-doctoral internship in clinical psychology here in Los Angeles, which means I'm in my last year of training. And I've worked here at the new Renewed Freedom Center for 2 years, and I'm very, very passionate and interested in the treatment of anxiety and OCD. I am certainly an anxiety sufferer myself. I was more in the GAD, generalized anxiety disorder, part of it. But I'm someone that has hopefully learned to manage that anxiety, and I'm extremely interested in sort of helping others do the same. I think during my time here at Renewed Freedom Center, my worldview really changed in learning all this information about anxiety. And I really felt like it would be a real service to people to try to put it out there.
The goal is to educate the public and raise awareness of how widespread anxiety disorders is and how debilitating, where it can affect a person's life. It could affect suicidal behaviors, suicidal intentions, and these are really devastating subjects that I hope to touch upon.
Great. Let's get on to episode one.
Sounds good.
Thank you for listening to the Stressless Life podcast. You can join the discussion and find more information at www.dryip.com/thestresslesslife. Please write to us with questions and comments at thestresslesslife@dryip.com. Until next time, stay stressless.